Day 15 of 36 channels in 36 days, and good morning, this is Mercedes Warrick. Not too much in the preamble this morning, some very vigorous breathing, which was very invigorating in a way. It's interesting to sort of be seeding my success in this way for the day. It's seeding my achievement, seeding my peace, seeding my joy, seeding my love this morning. And then looking at some of the things that I'd like to accomplish today and seeding that into my energy field, just sort of planting. And I guess the one thing that I did sit in the quietude with this morning was just feeling the completeness, is what I would say, the foundation. Feeling the bottoms of my feet. I have this interesting story of coming through some real adversity physically and emotionally after some violence that had happened in my life. And I can remember when I knew I was going to be okay, that first day I swung my feet off the side of the bed and I planted my feet on the floor, and I could just sort of feel the energy rolling through my body, and I felt tall and solid on the ground. And whenever I have that feeling, I know it's going to be a really solid day, you know, really good foundation. So pay attention, I think, if I were to say anything, pay attention to those cues that you get in your body and your system. And the other thing I'd like to say, and then we're going to get right into the work this morning, is pay attention to your intuitive cues as well. Oh, they're pressing at my tongue. Must be saying something they want to say. But pay attention to the intuitive cues. So some people are feelers. You just sort of feel something that's right, or you feel something intuitively. Excuse me. Other people are seers, so you might see something in your mind's eye. Other people receive messages and clues and insight through their dreams. So just begin to pay attention to these things as they're coming. And always remember the shiny object. So if something has really sort of caught your attention and you're not really certain why, you can sort of talk to it. What are you trying to tell me? You know, or what do you mean? Or what does this mean? Something that's appeared that sort of caught your attention in a very concentrated kind of way. So let's get started. Thank you for being here. Remember to be fairly consistent with listening to these audios, because after March 7th, they're not going to be available on the website. So if you're, it's pretty concentrated study at this point. So make sure you're visiting and trying to keep some sort of schedule and pace, because they are coming down after March 7th. So please make sure you're visiting and practicing. And namaste. No no ye kena un nioko okona ieski ye kuno nioko kena. There were several thoughts in collaboration with Mercedes this morning, Yoshkona nani ye kena. And one of the thoughts was Yokona, its idea of melding or melting into the oneness, into the unified field, into the all, into the infinite creator, into the God source creation energy. And just having no line of demarcation. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. Where the ocean and Nyoko, and you think of the infinite within you as you close your eyes. And there is no ceiling, there's no containment. Remember? Yes. Yoshkona Iena. So that's the infinite within you, Inoni Yeshkena. Your body, your physical existence is the container. Ononi Yeshkena. So that allows you to become individualized and unique, Inoni Eke, within this divine space, Yokona Iena. And as you come into your unique infiniteness, your unique infinity, Onone Yeshkona, then when Yononi Eke, you release the body, Anoni Eshke, we're not saying as in physical death, we may say as in ego, Yononi Eke, as in thoughts, thinking, Yeshkona, as in the material world, Yeshkena, and you come into more focus and concentration in the infinite mind, Ononi Eshke, or the infinite consciousness, Yokona. We actually like that, the infinite mind, Yokona Nani Yekena. You can feel yourself melding into the your unique infinity into the infinite mind. Onono Yeshke. Isn't that a beautiful way of phrasing it? Let's say that again. Your unique infinity, your unique energy, your unique infinite self into the infinite mind. The mind of conscious creation. The mind of God, source, energy, the mind of the divine self. And in this space, there is, again, no containment, right? No container. So, when we say that we are all one, this is an actual illustration of that, because as the container of ego or ananiyoko physicality, iena ananiyoko mindset, ieko naniyekena, belief systems, ananiyoko melts away. And you come into your infinite space. You are, not becoming, you are always, in each moment, an aspect of the infinite. And an aspect of the infinite consciousness, or the infinite creation. So this is where we would like to rest today. The space of the infinite mind. Earlier we had mentioned about divine right order, or right order bubbling up. Yoshkona iekena. We actually had talked about Mercedes taking a nap and her friends, Ononi Eke, teasing her because her naps aren't like other people's naps. You know, she comes back and she says, okay, this is what we're going to do. Ononi Eke, because there's this bubbling, there's a connection as she rests in Ononi Eke, with conscious intention to release into the infinite mind. And then Ononi Yeshkena Iyekena, in Mercedes' experience, yours may be different, so we must say that this can be unique to each person, because when you come back, Iyekena Nananioko, it may be that your sight is more, has more acuity. Naniyeshke, you may see things clearer, Ononoyeshke, or Naniyeke Nananioko. Another thing is that a way just may become open. Ononoyeke will be made. So things will just start, but that which is not serving your situation or your personhood just begins to start melting away and changing and shifting and transforming. And then this experience that Mercedes has is that it's almost like a things to do list that gets sort of rearranged. You could almost see it like you're got, you know, those game tiles. What do you call that? Scrabble. And you know, there's all these different letters, but then when you rearrange them in a certain way, you've got a word. So it's the same thing, Nioko. You may have all of this sort of stuff or confusion, and you're trying to figure out a way, and then Ononieshke, you somehow connect into the infinite mind, the divine mind, and Ononieke na Nyoko, and the you can see the ordering of the letters, and then you can see the words. So it's the same thing. You would see a way, Ononieshke na. So the question is, how do we get there? The answer for us is always through the breath, and through the things that we have discussed up until now. We would like to say also that the teachers vary from person to person, Iokona. The teachings and the wisdom that comes forward, Ananayoko, will be in your own unique paradigm. Or Ieshke Niyokona, things will be presented to you in a way that you can hear them, Onononiyeshke, and attend to them, Ionononiyeke na. Sometimes it's funny, Mercedes is saying too, that you remember that you have the, what we would say is the agency of free choice, Ieke Nananoniyoko. One day she was particularly disconcerted and very not happy with Ononieke, her guidance, Ieke Nananiyoko, because the way was not clear, things were not moving, and she could not hear Ananiyoko with compassion and understanding for herself. Ieke Nananiyoko, and there is a belief that when a feather appears, Ononieshke na, that the angels are watching over you. And she was in a walk in the park, and Ononieshke na, and there was a feather that came in her path, and she stepped over it, Ononieke, and said, "You people are not allowing me to hear." Ononieshke na refused to take the comfort of the understanding that the angels were with her, even if it was just a symbolic gesture, Ononieke na. So you always have the agency of free choice, Ieke Nanadayoko, and to remain in your stubbornness, Ononoyeke, and discontentment, Ononoyeke, because it's serving some purpose for the time. Ioko Ieke Nanadayoko Nonoyoko Iena. Aniyeke na. Later she said, Nanayoko, perhaps I should keep a collection of the feathers that have appeared, Iokona Ieke na. But she does not tend to pick things up. Nono Nieke. She has an affinity for crystals. So later in that same walk, as she was sitting in the park, feeling very alone, even though she knows she's not alone, but in that time trying to figure out, see the language, Nono Nieke, what to do next, she looked down and there was a rock, Nono Nieke na, and that rock, a small, you would almost say pebble, but that rock, Iokona, caught her attention, and she did pick that up and hold it, Ieke na 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 yoko, and treated it like it was a gift, a na na yoko from the messengers in the universe, Ieko na na yena. So these are examples of taking into your heightened sensitivity or your heightened awareness, a na na yoko, the signs and wonders, Iokona, that will come apparent to you. Ieke na 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 yoko okona. That will become apparent to you. Onono ni ieke na ahana ni yoko. And we chuckle. Ieke na na ni yoko. There's been times when she has stomped her feet. Onono ni yoko. Ieke na. The other thing is, Iokona, for those of you who have not been exposed to this work over time, Anono Ieke, Anono Ieke, there's several things that have come through her. Iokona Ieke na. This can be a time of what we would call awakening. Awakening your sensitivities to a number of different items or things that are around you. Anana Nioko Okona, and awakening your collaboration. That's a usual word. Word does not feel adequate. It is coming into a sensitivity and a melding into the oneness with conscious deliberation. Once you have arrived in this unified state from your duality existence, then there is a knowing. Anana Nioko. And then perhaps the word is collaboration with the divine forces, Ieke na Nioko, to show you a way, to teach a lesson, Onono Ieke, to come into achievement, Anana Nioko, wisdom, knowledge, Ieke na Nioko, and grace. Nioko na iena. The state of grace is very interesting. Iokona, and compassion. Anoni ieshkena. Forgiveness is a topic for another time, because iokona iekena, we have spoken about forgiveness in other ways, and the judgment that it entails. Iokona. Not a conversation for now. Nioko ikena, but this melding into the oneness, this melding into divine self, this melding into the divine oneness, and understanding that everything and everything, anything, everything, everyone, is source energy. And that the key component of existence is the same. Energy, Onono Nieke na, magnified, minimized, shifted, moved, created, Anana Nioko, in ways that shapes the existence of our world. The base component is source. Oh, no, no, EAK now. So, we could go on, but let's breathe. Oh, no, no, EAK now. This morning, the goal, I don't indicate, this morning, the wish for us, the wish from us, Noni Ake, to you, is that you can feel your own unique rhythms, Noni Yoshikonai, Ake, during the times of silence. No, 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 yeshke na, yoko na, yeke na, yoko na. Your uniqueness, yoko na. Your individuality, yoshko na. How special you are, yoko na, ye na. When we say everything and everyone is source energy, yoko na ieke na, that goes for you as well. Anana yoshiki yoko na, and look at all the magnificent manifestations and devices and ways and meanings and anana ieke. Just look to nature to see all the different varieties of birds as an example. Yoko na, the peacock, the sparrow, the eagle, the condor, onononi ieshke na, ananani yoko, the hawk, the owl, yoko na ieke na. And then, of course, the magnificence of the flowers, yoko na ieke na. Some we can consume, some for beauty, some for both. Yoko na ieke na. So when you look and see Anana Yoko, oh, and let us discuss the weeds for a moment. There are many, 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 many different varieties of plants, Yoko na, and now it is discovered that some may be Anana Yoko considered weeds that have very valuable qualities for the well-being of humanity. You know, no nieshke na. So not everything that we view is we will use the word for now, beautiful. Yoko na ieke na. But there's beauty within, and beauty through use, and beauty through helpfulness or valuable to that is very practical. In some ways, this is how it is for humanity. Different functions, different shapes, different sizes, different purposes. Unique and individualized as you. Magnificence and divine. Just like you have blood in a skeleton and cells and a heart. And lungs, yoko na, you have this magnificent infinity. Now it is infinity realized. So the rhythms that will be counted out may not be your rhythm. And we want to make that clear, that from this point forward, with your understanding or coming into the understanding of your magnificence, uniqueness, that your uniqueness is universally one. And your rhythms may beat to a different drum. No, no, yeshke. When this happens in a collective, as in the teachings that we are moving through. Understand that you can always go back into the breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, and coming into your own unique space. And we think we should begin there, or we will begin there. Just breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Closing your eyes. Coming into your inner divine infinity. That may be it for today. Looking at this space through different understanding. Feeling your heartbeat. What are you seeing? And what is coming into your attention? It is natural to want to see something or to hear something. The beauty is just resting in the knowing that this infinite space is you. This is the point or the place of unification with the infinite all. And into this nothingness, whatever you may be viewing or seeing or experiencing, is a personification of the infinite in your own unique and individualized way. There's a wonderful meditation Mercedes does called Just For You. This is you as a unique aspect of God source energy and divine creation. We would invite you to play in this space, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, or breathing in through the nose and breathing into the infinite creation. We've talked about breathing in the I am and exhaling the I am. Breathing in the I am and exhaling love. When we have talked about be what I am for, in this space it takes on radiance. And shine your radiance into the I Am. And plant the seeds into the collective that will blossom. And you may never ever see it blossom. It may not come directly back to you in the same way, form or matter. You can breathe into this infinite space, your love, your loving intention. You can breathe in the frequency of love and know that you are breathing into the infinite collection of consciousness that vibrates with intention out into the world, into the planet, into the universe, into your lives. It's the macrocosm and the microcosm all in one. There is no beginning and end to the love that you breathe into this space. It just is love. It's your unique radiance of the frequency of love. As you know this existence of oneness, know that your unique personification of the infinite. You radiate love in your own special and unique way, in your most magnificent way. And you can have conscious intention to breathe love into the collective consciousness and radiate love out into the collective consciousness of both your material world as well as the esoteric or mystical world, as well as the spiritual world, as well as the universal infinite consciousness. And in this space, you can draw love back into you, into every cell of your body, into your very existence. This is the space of infinite circulation. As you sow, you reap. You're slowly bringing yourself back into consciousness, back into the here and now. Bringing each individualized expression of yourself into the wholeness, into your state of unity. Staying unified, being your unified self. Melding this consciousness that you've explored, the infinite mind. Pulling it back into your very existence, into your day. Pulling vitality, life force, chi, divine essence of source back through the infinite pathways into your consciousness and your physical body, replenishing and renewing and nourishing your body, mind, and spirit. Coming back into conscious awareness of the breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. As you bring yourself back into your physical space, your body, your room, your magnificence, carrying with you the ignition switch of the infinite, knowing, forging the pathway in your mind through the breath, knowing that you have access to this divine unity through your awareness, through your desire to be always one. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose steadily and easily, no effort. Now taking one long inhalation and exhaling slowly. Exhaling through the mouth with sound. Inhaling. Exhaling long and slow and deep with sound. One more time, inhaling, exhaling long and slow and deep. Going back into remembering breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Making a fist really, really, really tight and then releasing it. Wiggling your fingers and making another fist. Tight, 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 tight. And then releasing it, wiggling your fingers. tapping your feet on the ground, shaking your wrist, making another fist, tight, 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 exhale. Coming back into your breathing, in through the nose and out through the nose, settling into the rhythms that are uniquely you. No, no, ishke na a, yoko, ieke na, 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 yoko, ieke na, yoko na. It's very simple exercise, ieke na, 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 yoko, with big, na, na, yoko ramifications for your consciousness and your life, ieke na, na, yoko. Melding into the oneness, the infinite self into the infinite all, unifying just like the ocean, where there's no lines of demarcation. Everything that is in your physical existence melts away into this infinite space, the infinite mind, source, and realizing yourself as one source, energy, God. Anoni Yeshke na Nanioko, it is our desire that you understand in the very real way some of the almost catchphrases. You are one, Iokona. This morning, Iekena, we demonstrated you are one. Ononieshkena, your uniqueness, Yakona, and the contribution of you into the collective, Ononieshkena, contributes overall to the divineness of the infinite way, Yakona. This energy, Yakona Nieke, is Yakona ever. Ever unchanging, Yokona Naniyeko. The source energy is the ignition within each person, living thing, Yokona, and even inanimate objects, Yokona, move, shift, and vibrate, Yokona Iekena, through the dynamic Ananiyoko affluence flow of the all, of source, Yokona Niyekena. This melding, Ononoyeke, consciously, your unique oneness into the all one, Yokona Nieke. We hope you have enjoyed this demonstration of the words of we are one, Yokona. There's one existence, one way, one path, one God, Ananiyoko, one love, Iekena, Ananiyoko. And it exists within humanity, Iokona, in a way that is similar to that every human being has a heart, has lungs, has a skeletal system, has a lymphatic system. Every human being has this one, this energy, this infinite, Iokona, space, Iekena. So there is no separation. Ononorieko Iekena. There's no lines of demarcation. Iokona Iekena. There is no containment. Iekena Nananioko. There is only the infinite way. Loving energy. So with that, we bid you adieu. We love you, we love you, we love you. Ononieshkena ananioko. We would say play here, exist here, be here. Ononioshkona ieke. The more you, we would put this into practice, yes, you know. But now you have an awareness. So the more that you present yourself into the infinite, as the infinite. Ononioshko. You will find Yokona Nieke openings Ananiyoko miracles, yeke nananiyoko ways, yeke means, okone yeke, an existence far beyond anything you could imagine for yourself or by yourself. Yoko nananiyoko. You are the infinite way, the truth, the light. Ononiyoko. And you are pure source energy. You are pure love. Yoko nananiyoko. Know this. Ononiyeshke na. Experience this. Yoko nananiyeke. And awaken this. Yoko nananiyoko. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we bid you adieu. Oh, loved one. Ononiyeke na. Understand, Yokona, you are the infinite way. Yeke na 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 niyoko okona. Understand, yeke na 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 niyoko. Understand, yeke na 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 niyoko. Understand.